tape recorder. Can you hear it from over there? That's fine. Yeah.
You want me to put it closer?
No, I don't care.
All right.
As long as you're happy. First item on the agenda is public comment from any members of the public who wish to speak. Are there any? I see none. We'll go to number two, which is the conflict of interest disclosure. Anyone have a conflict on any issues regarding the agenda?
Do we need to file something, Mr. Chair, or what are we doing on this?
You announce it.
So I don't think I do, but what would constitute a conflict in this case?
A conflict would be if there was something on the agenda where you're conflicted because you have a financial interest in the outcome, or what else, Harry?
So is that...
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, okay. Financial interest in the outcome, or a close family member with financial...
All right, so this is a repeating agenda item. You're not asking
right.
for an
I
annual
do that every,
the
every
way
hour,
that we do
every
it.
Day.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, every time.
Okay.
Item number three, resolution, appointment of Solisa Administrator Scott Carver. There is a resolution that needs to be adopted to appoint Scott to that position.
Mr. Chair, that resolution covers items three and four.
Oh, it does, but yeah, okay. The resolution does cover four, too, which also provides that Amanda Wampus will be the deputy clerk and that Scott will also serve a function of clerk and the records officer. Did I have that correct? It's a lot to do, Scott. But the resolution would make those two appointments official. We have a motion to adopt.
Some motion.
Second.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number five is the PTIF resolution, which we also did at UPT earlier. It's a state office, state treasurer, public entity resolution. I would like a motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number six would be the public hearing on our 2018 budget amendment. We will conduct a hearing. Unless there's any objection from any member of the board, I will open this to the public now for any comment regarding the budget amendments. Is there anyone who wishes to address? I see none. We will close the public hearing. Item number seven would be the resolution 2018 budget amendment tax rate adoption. Would you speak to that, Scott, briefly?
I will. And the one that was originally sent out did not include the update of the UPD budget, so I set a single page in front of you with the budget. So that's going to be the new updated budget. So several items changed in this. We officially went through and had the removal of Harriman, Riverton, and Mill Creek from the bounds of the organization and ran that all through and got all the approvals that we needed on it. The new base for our tax then generates property taxes of $14,623,000. We asked for a tax increase, it's just under 5%, I think it ended up being like 4.5%, for $702,000. There was new growth of $744,000. We don't have the details of the new growth at this time, so I can't tell you what that is, but I'm going to guess a lot of it is centered around Kennecott with some of the things that they do, because that's a significant amount of new growth. So I'm going to guess that that's probably where a lot of that new growth came from. There was a judgment levy from last year that we're catching up on. That's the $529,000. That was all advertised and taken care of last year, so we set the budget. The fee in lieu is just kind of a calculation based on your property taxes. You get an approximate percentage of your property tax in the form of fee in lieu. And fee in lieu is the fees that you pay when you register your car. That's basically where that comes from. And then we will receive a little bit in prior year property tax collections. We received just under $600,000 in 2017. We've got it in the budget to receive maybe $500,000 this year. And then that will diminish down a little bit over the next ensuing years as it normalizes for Harriman, Riverton, and Mill Creek being out of the district. Then, as a result of all this, we're seeing a significant increase in our revenues, because we're almost 700,000 more in new growth than what we had anticipated, and a little bit in some other categories that are a little bit more minor. The result of that, and our interest is going up, we're going to collect a little bit over 100,000 of interest this year. That's because the interest rates are going up, but the flip side is on our bonds that we have, we're also paying a little bit more interest. So between all that, we're going to need to utilize less of our fund balance than we thought we would. And again, we're utilizing some of the fund balances. We pay out Riverton, Harriman, and Mill Creek their share, if you will, of that fund balance. We've already done that. We did that at the end of March. So going down to the next area, the base contract with UPD is actually $671,000 less than what we had anticipated that it would be. And that's a combination of not having as many items added. The percentage increase, in essence, that UPD had is less than what we had initially anticipated it would be. And as we recalculated the pooled costs, a lot of pooled costs got shifted to other entities due to either population growth or cases assigned growth within those communities and the associated reduction. I don't know if I'd call it a reduction. The status quo holding things level within the communities that we serve, the townships and unincorporated areas. So we saw a significant reduction in our UPD contract. Then in the professional fees area, the line item that's highlighted there is the administrator services. But in the past, we've been utilizing Andrew on a percentage basis of his time given to that organization. As we went through the process of hiring a Solvisa administrator, one of the things that we did there was recognize that that would come with a cost. So we've upped that cost, and here it's reflected a $50,000 increase from what was $50,000 to $100,000 in order to cover a half year's increase of that Solvisa administrator. Next year there will be approximately a $50,000 increase as we move into next year so we get to the full annualized effect of that. We'll of course match that to what the salary will be at that point in time and the benefits and everything that goes with that. So we'll bring any true-ups at that time with it. And we only bill the actual cost incurred. We don't bill on an anticipated basis on that. So that will be concerned. It will bill more than we should on that. Again, the next item, the $4,979,000, we had to adjust just a little bit. The amount that we paid out to Harriman, Riverton, and Mill Creek is the fund balance from last year was a little healthier than what we thought. We're going to translate it into slightly higher payout, but in range of what we thought. And then the last items is the payback of the tax anticipation notes and the interest. We're asking for $25,000 more in interest as we issue the second bond. We'll just need a little bit more money there in order to cover that. Coming down to the fund balance projection, started the year just under $7.2 million in it's roughly cash, and then we'll end the year just over $4.1 million in our current projection. And that is higher than what we anticipated. However, I do want to talk to the board about one thing to keep in mind going out. The Magna precinct that we currently lease on the UPD side, we have a lease to own. We can exercise an option to own that precinct. And it's relatively inexpensive to us to do that. We have about a year and a half to do that. The original purchase price was negotiated at $345,000 for that entity. And then they will take off our rent payments to them from the time that we entered into that agreement. And the time that we entered into this agreement was June 1st of last year. So there's approximately $36,000 that would drop off if you were to exercise that option today, where it would be about $309,000 today to buy that building. I would recommend in lieu of our fund balance situation that we seriously consider in maybe our August or September meeting putting together a proposal to go out and purchase that, and don't utilize financing, just utilize fund balance in order to do that. And then that comes with the additional benefit of having an ongoing $36,000 reduction to our operating costs. And then we know that there's a problem in our Kearns area with the building that we currently lease there. We need to do something in order to figure out that. The building is literally falling apart, and I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. It has numerous issues. If you've ever gone and visit that building, it's got numerous issues. We're currently leasing it. We need to do something, whether we lease a different building, whether we buy a building, whether we rebuild a building. We need to do something out in that area. in order to get into something else, and that can be addressed in the future. But that's just kind of a side note as we go into the future, as we move along through this. But that's the budget. With that, the page behind that shows the, there's a certified tax rates. It says at the top, it shows you that our property tax rate would be 0.002139 combined between both the regular property tax rate and the judgment levy that we would have. And so that's the other part that we need to confirm as we go forward in adopting the resolutions with this.
Do you have any comments on the projected ending fund balance?
No, I think we're healthy. Again, I think if you pull out, you know, 310-ish thousand, it would be a little less of going forward to the end of the year, 300, maybe 290,000. I think that it puts this in a little bit more range where we're kind of expecting, you know, it'd pull it down in the 20-ish percent range. And with having on our horizon out there the need to look at the building situation specifically in Kearns, I think that it's not a bad thing to keep the fund balance in this range at this point in time. As that becomes more clear going forward, it will give us more options because we can decide what we want to do. Do you bond? Do you do a down payment and then bond for some? How do you handle some of those situations? Or do you just rent a building? And we have all those options available in front of us, but Scott Carver, you know, comes into this position fully on Monday is when that happens. You know, he can start to look at some of those things along with our precinct commander out in the area. And I know that the Kearns Community Council or Township Council is currently, what's the word? Wants to do something out there. The building's it's fallen down. I mean, I'm not even joking. The thing leaks. It has all kinds of problems.
Oh, I'm laughing.
It's amazing.
It's leaving, I'm guessing, between $0 and $50 a month, but we are talking to Topperton CID about putting the auxiliaries just a place for Topperton. They look like they're going to do it for free if they can, if the local allows them to. So
that's great.
Yeah, just so you're aware.
Oh, didn't know that. So then, yeah, that's great.
So, because I'm playing catch up, I haven't been on the main board or this board. And I'm new to this. So help me understand how the recent fee increase stabilizes the fund balance. And I'm looking at the kind of the trajectory downward, starting at 7, then we have this big jump down from 17 to 18. So help me understand sort of how.
Okay, so in 2017, the three communities of Harriman, Riverton, and Mill Creek were part of SLDISA.
Okay.
And so we were operating at roughly twice the size of what we were at that time. And so our fund balance was high, but as a result of them leaving SLDISA, we paid out almost $5 million, $4.979 million to them. That's the main source of our reduction in our fund balance. The goal of the organization when we did can't remember what we call that thing now, the study anyhow that tells us what we want to do going forward, it actually proposed having a 25% fund balance. The board came back and said, let's make that 15%. I think 15% is a good thing in most years going forward. However, with the two options, with the two options to purchase buildings, well, one option to purchase a building, another option where we need to do something with a building, having a little higher fund balance at that 22.9% projected for the end of the year is not a bad thing right now until we get it figured out what we want to do, and then we can readdress this. The other thing that I'll say is the higher our fund balance is as we enter into the year, the less we'll have to borrow for a smaller period of time on the tax anticipation notes. This year we had to borrow in February, and then we're going to do another borrowing that we'll end up doing it in July, but we could do it in August if we needed. But the result of that is we pay more in our interest fees, and as interest fees are going up right now and look to be going up for the future, being able to delay our tax anticipation notes is a benefit to us as an organization. And so looking at evaluating where we want that to be, because each time we do a bond, we have to cover fees and things that go with it. And so if we can do it once, it would be much better for us from a financial perspective.
So I understand now. Okay. Thanks for the explanation on the exiting out of those entities. But the increase should stabilize, and you're looking for a multi-year based on current operations. I know there are other factors that could play in. The growth is strong, whatever. But are we anticipating that this entity is sort of in good shape for a 5-year? Like, what's the forecasting?
So, we haven't done a lot of forecasting. We need to do more forecasting now that we've kind of stabilized at the new base, I'll say, that started this year. Mm-hmm. So we need to do that. And so I will commit to doing that as we go into our August meeting specifically. Okay. Because if we intend to do a tax increase in 2019, we have to put the things in motion starting in our August meeting. Mm-hmm. Because we have to advertise prior to the end of October. We have to have our hearing in December if we're going to go down the line of doing a tax increase next year. And when we did the study with the proposal of the 15% fund balance, it was with the caveat that the desire, it seemed at the time, of the board and the entities that belonged was to do small annual increases in the 3-5% range to kind of match the I'll call it cost of living or market increases that we bear, instead of doing the periodic large tax increases. And so that's the method that we've been operating on for the past 2, maybe 3 years. I can't remember exactly how many years.
And the entities, governing bodies, approve?
Yes, we have to go. That's part of the process that we have to do, is we have to go out to each entity, each of the 5 townships plus the county, to get approval before we can do a tax increase.
And that needs to be all entities approved?
No, it has to be a majority. Entities, yes.
Okay.
So, like, say if the county chose not to, but all 5 of the townships chose to, then they would carry forward.
So. Okay, that's really helpful. Yeah. That just gets me kind
yeah.
of
good questions.
Zeroed in on yeah. where we are. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, thank you, Scott. You know, at this juncture, I would entertain a motion to approve the resolution as presented in the 2018 budget amendment tax rate adoption, that would be adopted in ad valorem tax rate of 0.002139 on the taxable property in the service area for the calendar year 2018.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We'll need to schedule a December meeting for a public hearing on the proposed tax increase.
Yeah, so the treasurer's office, when they send out the tax notices, we have to put on there the date that we would have a meeting, a public hearing, if we do choose to do a tax increase. So since we already have our meeting scheduled for, I don't know the date.
December 13th.
Then I would propose that we just make that at 6 p.m. on that night, just so that we can accommodate that if indeed we choose to do a tax increase in 2019.
So December 13th, 6 o'clock, public hearing.
That's what I would propose. If it doesn't work for you, then we can do other things.
And that would be changing the existing meeting schedule, just yes. the hour, not the day.
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Do you need a motion? I'll make a motion that we set the hearing for December
3rd. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
The tax anticipation note update, how are we looking?
So it looks like we anticipated we could do between $2 and $2.5 million. It looks like we're going to only need between $1.8 to $2 million. We will finalize that based on cash flow in the next week or so, and the anticipated close date
is the 11th.
The 11th of July on that, so that we can get our final funds that we'll need in order to carry us through to the point where we get our tax money in November. That's when it starts to flow to us. We don't have to necessarily approve this, because it was approved when we did the prior, but I wanted to bring the board up to speed on what we were intending to do going forward as we go to that.
All right, well, thank you. Next item is number 10, approval of the minutes for May 17th, 2018. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Other business? Any board member have other business? I would like to just take a second. Carl, this may very well be your last official meeting with us. You submitted a resignation as of July 1st. We don't meet in July.
What I agreed to do with Scott is to keep it flexible. I know you don't have anybody on board yet. You've not yet started the procurement process. So dealing at least with the tax cuts and whatever else that occurs until you get someone on board, I'm happy to continue to do.
Thank you. But I also say, because this may be that I personally enjoy your counsel on this board. I think it's been absolutely excellent. There's probably nobody in this state who knows more about districts and how they function and how to keep yourself out of trouble than Carl. So I thank you very, very much for your service to us. It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Jimmy. It's been a pleasure working with you. I mean, from the very beginning, it's when we started it, knowing what we wanted to do with it. Some things didn't work out quite as we planned, but it's been, I think, a really well-run district and does a very good job of supporting the UPD and the regionalized service concept.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'm going to have to reconsider my service on this board now, if Carl is. That was definitely incentive. I loved working with Carl on the council and the UFA board. And
the next meeting is scheduled for August 16th, and I'll see you there. We're adjourned.